So it's the Get Out of Heaven show with me, Stretch Taylor. Each and every Tuesday night, UK time, 9 till midnight, bringing real music back to the table, the classy side of urban music. Now, let's get on to your label side of things now. We haven't touched on that yet. Now, you've got the new deal with Kedar.
Yep.
Want to break that down?
Yeah, you know, we're partners in a 50-50 deal. His label is called Kedar Entertainment, and my label is called 563 Entertainment.
Right, yeah.
So we're partners and went through Absolute with distribution. And yeah, I mean, it's our first step at, I mean, he's been in the game for a minute. You know, he had his own success with Kedar Entertainment with Erykah Badu.
Was that the Motown side of affiliation?
Well, just before he went to Motown, he had his own. And then he went to Motown and brought in NDIRE.
That's right.
Kim. And worked on the Brian McKnight Back at One album. But before that, you know, he managed D'Angelo. He coined the whole neo soul phrase. That's his phrase, you know. So, you know, partnered up with a guy who knows the business very, very well.
Yeah.
Who is a leader, you know. So, we been working together for years. You know, him and I, I've been partners. He's been my manager for 12 years with no contract, and just a very loyal guy, very loyal, very smart, very intelligent, and one of the hardest workers you're gonna find as well as an executive in this game. So we just basically we complement each other when it comes to him being on the business side and me being on the artistic side when it comes to this music and performing.
Yeah. So you're sort of signed up for a couple of albums now, this album and the next album?
Yeah, you know, I do as many as I want now. Yeah. I mean, it's open.
So you got some freedom, you guys. You got more creative freedom
more
as well with the
control.
Music and the promotion of the product as well?
Everything. I mean, I control the budgets.
Yeah.
You know, and most artists don't control their budgets.
No.
You know?
They're not
just,
at all.
And the labels have you spending $1.5 million on just recording a record. Then you have to pay for, you know, cooperative, you know, advertisement, everything you have to come out of pocket for. But see, the thing is about building relationships. And you can get a lot of things happening without a penny.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's, you gotta build a rapport.
Yeah.
And I've been fortunate enough and blessed to have so many great people that I've met. And you know, just keep those channels open.
Yeah, so it's good to keep it more in-house now.
Oh yeah, 100%, 100%. I mean, it's more lucrative for one at the end of the day.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
I own my own catalog, own my own publishing. So I mean, when you think about that, long-term, whether I'm here or not, it still goes on, you know, and my family will be taken care of.
Yeah. Now let's just touch on the Jive Records situation. What's the truth in that? You hear all the rumors on the net and the R. Kelly thing and all that sort of stuff. I've read it.
Well, you know,
time and time again. But you know, we're into serious music here on the station. We want to know the truth.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, see, the R. Kelly situation had nothing to do with me leaving Jive.
Right.
Nothing at all. This was, you know, ironic things that happened after I had already left.
Okay.
About 3 months after I had left Jive, it was my decision to leave.
Right.
And wanted to just do my own thing. You know, pursue my, you know, next step of destiny. And it was destined to happen. I knew it was going to come. I just didn't know it was going to come on number 7. My 7th album will be on my own label, which is my lucky number.
Yeah.
You know, but things work in miraculous ways sometimes. But the situation with R. Kelly was a program director from a very popular station in America knows Kelly very well. And he felt the need to tell me that, hey, your boy will call radio stations and say, you got to slow up on this Joe record or I'm not going to come through and support you. Your show, your station.
Crazy.
And just to hear this, it was like, all right, okay. That's pretty retarded, you know, but...
must have been upsetting after all that time.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a little upsetting. It's in its own weird way, it's a compliment, you know? It's a bit of a compliment to say, you know what, wow, you're that good, I got to try to slow you up.
Yeah, didn't want you blowing up too much.
Yeah, didn't want me to sort of outshine him.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you know, it's a lot for everybody, you know, it's a lot. And we can be in the same arena and not have to step on each other's toes.
Yeah.
So definitely got a lot of respect for him and what he does musically.
Mm-hmm.
And still a fan of his music. And I'm not going to be some disgruntled artist, which I don't need to be. And try to talk bad about him. I still wish him the best at the end of the day, regardless of what he's trying to do, whether it's true or not. And it's an alleged, it's still an alleged statement. I mean, it's still alleged. I don't know if it's true.
Okay.
But... you know, I got a certain amount of respect for the guy who did tell me, and he knows him very well. And so, hey, there it is.
Okay.
Thanks
for clarifying that.
Not a problem.
Because I know a lot of your big fans will want to know about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's no animosity towards our Kelly.
That's good.
No. At the end of the day, I would still work with him. If the situation was right, you know. But I respect his music.
So we're all about music.
The other side is we don't talk about.
Yeah, yeah. So all about music with substance here on the show, the Ghetto Heaven Show. Now getting into a bit of a rarer sort of question. You work with Ideal, and also on the Deja Groove album.
Deja Groove.
Now I remember getting a few cuts from that album. Whatever happened to the album? Why didn't it ever come out?
Talking about these guys. That's funny.
Yeah.
Just here in London, we were just talking about these guys. Someone mentioned the song. Oh, they played.
There was one song. It was a brilliant.
They played it last night. No, the night before, some guy actually sang it. He's a new member of Deja Groove. Is it Deja Groove? No, I'm thinking of the band here. I can't think. It'll come to me later.
Okay.
But anyway, I'm not sure what happened with Deja Groove or with that album or with Ideal. You know, these artists, you know, when you're in groups, some of them split up, some of them go solo.
Label problems.
And then label problems. Yeah, there's a lot of things that could get the group not where they want to be.
Yeah. So we've got to wrap it up soon, Joe. So I want to thank you for your time. But two more questions before
not
we go,
problem.
Yeah? The future for Joe. Now you're boss of your own destiny. What's your future?
Continue the path that I've been on, and it hasn't failed, you know, for me. I've been pretty consistent with it. Continue to do more records. You know, I also own a wine company with Kedar as well.
All
it's
right.
called Chorus Wine. So I'm starting to venture out in other avenues in the entrepreneur world.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just excited about taking on my responsibilities in life to be the best I can be. And music is always going to be my first, and it's always going to be my priority.
Okay.
And so, of course, I'm going to continue to make music.
Okay.
And next album's coming out. Album number 8 will be out next year. It's called Joe's Signature.
We look forward to that.
And I actually put 5, you know, snippets on my new album, New Man's in Stores Now.
Mm-hmm.
5 snippets from that album on this album, so they can get just a preview of what it's going to feel like.
What's your advice for aspiring artists?
Look at the end result first.
Right.
See how it's going to end up. See where you'll be at the end. And focus on doing all the right things and putting all the right pieces of the puzzle in place, as you go. And it's important, you know, to treat people with kindness, you know. Don't get the big head when you get in this game.
Yeah.
Because you could be here today, gone tomorrow.
Absolutely.
I've seen it too many times.
Yeah.
And be respectful of the music industry. And that goes from everybody that's a part of it, you know. As an artist, come in respecting everybody.
Yeah.
I don't care if they're the biggest DJ on the show,
or
the up-and-coming DJ.
Everybody's important.
Everybody's important, you know, and that's very key.
Yeah.
And treat your fans with respect. Don't be charging somebody for an autograph.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. You're going to charge them for an autograph? I know artists who do this.
Really?
$20 maybe £10 here.
Yeah.
For an it's ridiculous. So to me, just treat the game with respect. Treat your craft as is, you know, very important to you. This is your livelihood. And but ultimate rule, you know, doing the others.
Yeah.
And have a good time, enjoy it.
Yeah.
And be an inspiration.
Yeah.
And have some integrity about yourself. You know, be true to who you are.
So your fans are the most important thing, obviously. You got a message to them quickly before you go.
I want to thank all my fans for the past 15 years, you know, even on the production and writer side, people who appreciate that side of it. Most certainly want to thank all my female fans out there for supporting my music. And I want to thank everybody for getting it on to my music, too. Because I know
there's been a lot of babies made and a lot of weddings. There's a lot of weddings as well.
Yeah, and also for being so appreciative, you know, here in the UK and abroad for supporting my music. Thank y'all for showing all that love. I mean, it means a lot to an artist. You know, to hear you, you know, scream or to see the smile or see the excitement on your face. It means a lot. It helps us do our job a lot easier.
Yeah. I want to thank you before I go to Viv, who always looks after me. Vivian.
Oh, certainly.
Whenever she comes over, she looks after me. And also thanks to Maurice and Anita as well.
Absolutely.
Everyone at Time Zone International and Salter Streets. Joe, it just leaves me to say thank you very much, sir. It's been a massive pleasure. Thank you for coming past the studio today, taking time out of your very, very hectic schedule, which I know it is.
I'm honored.
Big up for your show tonight. I hope it goes well.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming in to talk about your fantastic new album, New Man,
it's my
which
pleasure.
Everyone's got to go out and buy, haven't they?
Stretch, absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. We definitely thank you again, you know, for hosting this interview and having us here.
No problem.
And Viv and
My
all
pleasure.
Of us. We really appreciate it.
So don't forget, people out there, support that real music. Go out and buy this fantastic new album from Joe Newman. On the streets now. One more time. Thank you, Joe.
My pleasure.
Thank you, sir, for coming in.
Anytime.
And keep it here colourful.
The Melodic Music Station.
Colourful Radio.